ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה ללא נשמת האש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בנדן אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם התברך, פרשת תרומה. We see right at the beginning of the parasha, הקדוש ברוך הוא asks from עם ישראל to bring donations for the משכן. And הקדוש ברוך הוא says, דבר אל בני ישראל ויקחו לי תרומה, they should collect תרומה for me. מעיד כל איש אשר את דבן לבו תקחו תרומתי. And what type of תרומה do we need? What do you need for the משכן? וזאת תרומה של תקחומתם. That's what you should collect. זהב וכסף ונחושת, תחלת וארגמן ותולעת שני ושש ועזים. ועורות אלים מאודמים ועורות יחשים ועשי שתים. שמן למאור וסיים לשמן למשחה ולקטור את הסמים. אז you have 13 different types of donations that they need to collect for the Mishkan. Whatever the Pasuk continues after Abnei Shoham ve'Abnei Miluim la'Efod ve'la'Hoshen, those Abnei Shoham and Abnei Miluim did not come from Am Yisrael. Like you see later on the Pasuk said, ve'Nesi'im hebi'u et Abnei Shoham ve'et Abnei Miluim. Who brought Abnei Shoham ve'Abnei Miluim? The Nesi'im, the Yonatan Uziel says, ve'Ananiya eiti'u. The clouds, that was the donation, could be called the share of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mishkan. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? He asked from us 13 different types, gold, silver, copper, all what we mentioned, Hit Techelet, Ergaman, Tulaat Shani, all these 13 different types. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked from us. I saw something interesting in the Midrash, Tanhuma. He brings this week's parasha. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Am Yisrael, don't think that I'm asking you for 13 different types of donations. I'm asking for no reason. Ela, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm asking for you these 13 different types because I did the same thing for you when I took you out of Mitzrayim. So he says here the Midrash Tanhuma, Siman He, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, לא תהיו סיבורים שאתם גומלים עליי. Don't think that you're doing me a favor by giving me these 13 times. אלא, 13 דברים שהפרשתם לי, הם כנגד 13 דברים שעשיתי לכם במצרים. I'm just asking you to pay me back, כביכול. I did 13 things for you. You have to do 13, you have to bring 13 different types for me. What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us? See the Pasuk Sefer Yechezkel, Perektet Zayin, Pasuk says over there, Va'abor alayich, va'ara'ich, mitbosesit bidamayich, va'amunach bidamayich hayi, va'amunach bidamayich hayi. And the Pasuk continued, va'abor alayich, va'ara'ich, va'ne'atech et dodim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to take us out of Mitzrayim, he saw that we don't have any mitzvot, we don't have anything. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us 13 different things. Like the Pasuk says over there, va'al bishaykh rukma. ואין עליך תחש, ואחבשך בשש, ואחסך משי, ואעדך עדי, ואתנה צמידים על ידייך, ורביד על גירונך, ואתן נזם על הפך, ועגילים על אוזנייך, ועטר תפארת בראשך, ולחמי אשר נתתי לך סולת ושמן ודבש שאכלתיך. הווה אומר, כי נגד 13 דברים שהפרשתם לי. הוא said, I did 13 things for you, you have to give 13 things for me. And that's what brought down here in the Midrash. But what's interesting, that Rashi tells us here, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from Am Yisrael, it's Orot Tehashim, Ve'orot Tehashim, Ve'aseh Shatim. What are these Orot Tehashim? It was the skin of an animal called Tahash. There's an animal called Tahash. You have to give me the skin of that animal to make the Yeri'ot for the Mishkan. Rashi says over here, Rashi says Tehashim, مين حيا ولو هيتا إلا لشعة. This animal which is called Tahash was a special type of animal that it never exists. It was only created for the Mishkan and after the Mishkan was Nignaz, was hidden. No one sees it. והרבה גוונים היו לה. The skin of that Tahash was beautiful. It has so many colors on it. The skin looks so nice. לכך מתרגם ססגונה שסס ומתפאר בגוונים שלו. That's what Rashi said. That's why Targum, what's the Targum of Orot Tehashim? He said the Targum here, Umashche Sesguna. The Gemara speaks about it also in Masechet Shabbat. Maybe we'll get to it soon. The Gemara said, why Sesguna? What's the word Sesguna means? He says, Umitpa'er Bagvanim Shelo. That Tahash, that type of animal, it says like Shufuni Anas. It has Sas V'Sameh, Umitpa'er Bagvanim Shelo. It praises itself with the beautiful skin that it has. That's what it says over here. The problem is, I just read you from Sefer Yechezkel, also it says over there, the Pasuk said, ואל בישך רקמה, ואין עליך תחש, ואחבשך בשש. So, ואין עליך תחש. They had also תחש from before. What do you mean? What Rashi meant over here, that מין חיה ולא הייתה אלא לשעה. That's not true. We see that there is תחש in Sefer Yechezkel, and the Pasuk referring at the time that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So that type of tahash existed in the world. What Rashi is telling us over here never exists, was created only for the Mishkan. So there are so many halukah de'ot. We'll start with the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra tells us over here, it says, Tihashim, min haya hayta yedu'a bayamim ahim. It was a well-known animal. They used to call it tahash. Everyone used to know it back then. Today we don't have it, but back then they used to know it. Ki chen ketub v'en alich tahash. The Pasuk says beferush. Says v'en alich tahash. If you're telling me that it was created only for the Mishkan, how did they have it before? Ela, it was well known. V'henne kvar haya noda. Everyone knows what's tahash. When Hashem asked from Bnei Israel to bring me the skin of the tahash, everyone knows what's tahash. Why? Because they have it. Today we don't know where is it, but back then they used to know it. That's what Ibn Ezra tells us. And Sfteh HaKamim, he says over here, he asks here, Sfteh HaKamim, he says, V'tahash shekatub b'Yechezkel, min hayat timi'ah hayta. He said, the tahash that's written, Sefer Yechezkel, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave to Am Israel when he took us out of Mitzrayim, it was a different type of tahash. This is not the same tahash we're talking about. Back then, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, it was different type of tahash, different type of animal, and that animal was behemah timi'ah, hayat timi'ah. The Gemara says it was Hakim, they weren't sure the tahash that it was here for the Mishkan, it was hayah or behemah. They had a safik Hakim, the Gemara. But here he's telling us, he said that the tahash that when Hashem used when he took us out of Mitzrayim, it was a different type of tahash. V'talai lanshimu, v'zein imtza tamid. Said the type of the tahash that is tameh, it's always available. V'ha'ihad tahor, but whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us here for the Mishkan, it was tahor, behima tehora. V'oto tahash lo haya ela lefi sha'a, kmo she'amru masichet Shabbat. So we said there are two different types of tahash. The tahash that Pasuk referring to Sefer Yechezkel was tahash tameh. When Hashem asking from us here to bring for the Mishkan, it was tahash, it was behemah tehora or hayat tehora, whatever the Gemara said. That's what he says. That's what it says here in the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat. So let's open up the Gemara and see what it says over there. So the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Kafhet Amud Bet, the Gemara said, May have ala di tahash haya bimim Moshe. What's the conclusion? The tahash that they used for the Mishkan, was it tahor? Was it tameh? What's the story with it? Amar bil'a, Amar bishma'un bin Lakish, he tells us, Omer haya Rabbi Meir, tahash shehaya bime Moshe, b'riya b'fne asma haya. Velo khri'u bo hachamim, immin hayahu, immin behemahu. Hachim, they didn't know if it was behema or haya, they didn't know. V'keren ahat hayta lo b'mesho. There's only one horn in its, on its head. والفيش عن زدمان له لموشي وعسام منه مشكان بنجناز right away كدوش بارخو he brought that type of تحش for موشي ربينو right away it was نجناز disappear no one knows what is it that's what it says over here بن شحاي he asked over here بن هو يدع said what's this language أمير هيار بمئير تحش أبي بموشي بريا فني عصمايا what's the language أمير هيار بمئير that he said that's not the norm of the Gemara. When the Gemara mentions Hakam, says Amar bil'a, Amar b'shemam b'lakish, Amar b'meir, or Mishemr b'meir, so and so. What he said, Omer hayar b'meir, what is this? Ben Shai wants to say, he said, that derashar b'meir used to say it frequently, used to say it so many times. Omer hayar b'meir, ragil hayar b'meir lomar, that derasha again and again and again. He used to love this derasha. What's so special about this derasha? That Kadosh Baruch Hu created special tahash for Am Israel to build the Mishkan, and after that it was Nignaz. I saw here in Pirush Eitz Yosef, he says, "In lefarish lefi sha'an zdaman leMoshe shenibra tahash shehare in kol hadash tahat hashemesh." Here the Eitz Yosef he wants to say, no, it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the tahash specifically for the Mishkan. He said, no, in kol hadash tahat hashemesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create special animal for the Mishkan. Ella, that type of animal existed before somewhere in the mountains. No one knows about it. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, it came to his hand to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew where is it, and they used it for the Mishkan, and after that disappeared again. But it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu created it specifically for the Mishkan. וצריך לומר שישנו במדברות, ולפי שחן הזדמן למשה מן המדבר. He said, also, the Lashon Nignaz משמע שישנו בעולם. The Lashon Nignaz, it sounds like, Nignaz, what does Nignaz mean? They put it in Geniza. It means it's still somewhere, but it's hidden from us. We don't know where it is. זאת נגנז, זאת משמעות אותו נגנז. כמו שאמרו חזל לגבי הארון, שגנזו יושיהו, וישנו בעולם, כדאית המסכת יומה. That's what it says over here. וזה פליג על מה דאית בתנחומה סדר תרומה סמן ואב, רבי נחמיה אומר, מעשה נסים הייתה, ולשעה שנברית בו בשעה נגנזה. Said, that Gemara does not go like the מדרש תנחומה, מדרש תנחומה סמן ואב, that here it says here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Nehemiah, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nehemiah says, "Ma'ase nesim hayta, wil sha'a shenibret bo b'sha'a negneza." Kadosh Baruch Hu created that tahash specifically only for the purpose of the Mishkan. That's what he says over here. He said that the Gemara doesn't go like the Midrash. That's what he says over here. Okay, maybe we'll get to it soon. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll see the Ben Shai. I saw here in Pirush Ayun Yaakov, he said, Tahash Haya Bimim Moshe, Bereya Afne Asma Haya, Shema Mena Tahor Hu. Sounds like, the Gemara also proves it from here, that was Behema Tehora or Haya Tehora. It was Tahor. Type of animal that was Tahor. How do you know? Because anything that they used for the Mishkan, it was Behema Tehora. They did not use anything Tameh for the Mishkan. So since that they used the tahash for the Mishkan, it must have been, it was Tehora. Even though today we don't have it, we don't know what is it, but it was Behemat Tehora. Mashma' he says here, the Ayun Yaakov, d'shar tahashim shiktubim b'sefer Yechezkel, haya min tahash acher, b'efshar shehaya tameh. The tahash, it's written in Sefer Yechezkel, it was a different type, like what we read from the Sfteh HaKamim. V'chin ketab harayim, b'perashat Terumah. That's what we just read from Sfteh HaKamim, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. That's what he says. It was the tahash about that mentioned in Sefer Yechezkel. It was different type of tahash. Over there was tameh. For the Mishkan, they used something tahor. Achen, however, he said the Maharsha katab shegam tahash shekatub biYechezkel gam ken min tahash Moshe haya. Maharsha, he said, no, that we're talking about the same type of tahash. Same type of tahash they used for the Mishkan. Same type of tahash mentioned in Sefer Yechezkel. And both of them are tahorim. וכן משמעות התוספות במסכת יבמות דפקוף בית עמוד בית. So that also sounds from the תוספות. תוספות, they bring down over there in the Gemara. The Gemara over there, מסכת יבמות, talking about יבמה. It says in the פסוק, בחליסה נעלו מעל רגלו. So she has to take off his shoes. What type of shoes we're talking about? The Gemara said, could it be that shoe that they sold it with Bishtan, it's kasher for חליסה? The Gemara said, no. Pasuk said in Sefer Yechezkel, what the Pasuk we just read, said the Pasuk said, Vain Alech Tahash. Vain Alech Tahash. That means the shoes that the Yabama she has to take off the Yabam, it has to be 100% made out of leather. It has to be leather completely. Even the shoelaces, they brought down the Halakha and the Shulchan Aruch, and Ibn Ezer, also everything has to be from leather. Why? Because the Pasuk said Tahash. Tahash means leather. עורות תחשים. That's what it's supposed to be. So רבנו תם, תוספות said, מכאן אומר היה רבנו תם, that the shoes that the Yabama should use for חליצה, it has to be made out of kosher animal leather. Not בהמה טמאה, it has to be בהמה טהורה. Just like תחש. Even though תוספות over there, they disagree with this. They said, no, it cannot be even, the נעל was made out of בהמה טמאה, it's still kosher. But that's what, at least what רבנו תם, He told us, Rabbeinu Tam said, it has to be Behemat Tehora. How does he know this? Because it says, Va'al Aleich Tahash. So you see clearly that Rabbeinu Tam understood that the Tahash, that's written Sefer Yechezkel, was also Behemat Tehora. I saw the Hatam Sofer, he brings here in Parashat Terumah, the Kuf Yud Chet Amud Bet. He says here, he says, Rashi on the Humash says, Shetahash min Tahor Haya, Ulfi Sha'a Haya v'Nignaz. Rashi said the tahash that they used for the Mishkan was tahor and it disappeared right after the Mishkan. What does Rashi want to tell us? What Rashi wants to teach us with this? Who cares if it was behemat tehora, behemat tamiat, was nignaz? Who cares if it was nignaz or not nignaz? Who cares about this? What Rashi wants to teach us? So the Hatam Sofer says here, he said, Ratsa baze, de kevan de min tahor haya, imken kashe, lama lo hashib leh be parashat shemini be behemot ve hayot tehorot. Said, if the Tahash was behemah tehora or hayat tehora, how come the Torah and parashat shemini did not list Tahash with the behemot that are tehorot? Why? Because the Gemara tells us Masechet Hulin, the Samach Gimel Amud Bet, Galui ve'yadua, Rabbi, he used to teach us, Galui ve'yadua, afne mishi amar ve'aya ha'olam, that the behemot, the tehorot, are much less than the behemot temeot that exist in the world. Therefore, when the Torah wants to tell us which behemot you could eat, which behemot you cannot eat, the Torah lists all the behemot that are tehorot, that are kosher animals, and all the rest are not kosher. Why? Because you have a lot that are not kosher, and a few that are kosher, the Torah lists the kosher ones, all the rest are not kosher. Why? Because the Gemara said, لَعَلَامِ شْنَيْ عَلَامِ لَتَلْمِيدُو بَدِرَخْ كِتْسَرَى. You want to teach your student, don't tell him, this is pasul, this is tamay, this is tamay, this is tamay, this is tamay, there's a long list. Ella, you should tell him, what's tahor, and all the rest is tamay. That's about the behemoth. About the ta'ufot, about the birds, the Gemara said exactly the opposite. Most of the birds that exist in the world are kosher. But there is a few of them that are not kosher. Therefore, the Torah and Parashat Shemini list the non-kosher birds, and all the rest are kosher. That's what I said. Today, you need Kabbalah to see which behemah is tehora, which of is tahor. Today, there are only certain types of birds, certain types of animals we do eat today. But at the times of the Gemara said that's what it is. The birds, most of the birds are kosher, therefore the Torah lists the non-kosher ones, and all the rest are kosher. And the opposite by the behemoth, most of the behemoth are not kosher, and some of them are kosher. The Torah lists the kosher ones, and all the rest are not kosher. That's what he said. So if that's the case, if you're telling me that the Tahash was kosher behemoth, kosher animal, how come we don't see the list, when the Torah is listing the kosher animals in Parashat Shemini, we don't see Tahash over there? What happened? That's what Rashi comes to teach us over here. He said, I know that you have a question. How come Parashat Shemini is not listed? If Tahash is Tahor, how come it's not listed over there? Ela, Rashi said, you should know that Tahash was Nignaz. Therefore, the Torah did not use it anymore. Why? Because there's no enough Kamina anymore. Why? Because it's not around. Therefore, the Torah doesn't list it over there because it was Nignas. That's what he tells us over here. I saw also in Ma'ayana Shel Torah, he brings over here, he said, L'chaorad, the words of Rashi, also Rashi, it sounds like he's connecting two separate dirashot in one dirasha. Rashi said, Tahash min haya velo hayta ila lisha'a. Ve'er begvanim mi hayula, likach mitargim sesguna, shesas umutpa'er begvanim shelo. So what does mean, likach mitargim sesguna? Because that animal did not exist forever, it was only for the Mishkan, that's how Rashi begins. Rashi begins, min haya velo hayta ela lisha'a. And therefore, the Targum says, sazguna, it means she says, umutpa'er begvanim shelo. What's the connection between the first pirush and the second pirush? So it was lo hayta ela lisha'a. And therefore, the Targum said, it was sazguna. What's the connection? He says over here, a beautiful pirush, he said, את הקשר ההגיוני בין שני העניינים נתן להבין באופן כזה, כאשר התרגום קורא לבהמות, חיות ועופות שונים בשם אחר מאשר בתורה, כגון שור או חסב, לתרגום of שור או חסב, תור או רימר, או שפן, תפזה. Each animal has different name in Aramaic. Each animal has different name in Aramaic. So there is a Shapir, מובן. שכן בלשון הארמית יש לבעלי חיים אלו שמות אחרים מאשר בלשון הקודש. So it makes sense that all the animals, they have name in לשון הקודש, they have name in different languages in Aramaic. Therefore, it's not a big deal. The תרגום is telling us, is מתרגם, what's this animal in Aramaic means. Okay, no problem. But when it comes to Tahash, we said Tahash never exists. It was only for the Mishkan. So if that's the case, how did the Targum made up the name Sesguna? How did he get the name Sesguna? Did the Tahash, did it have any names in Aramaic? It never exists. Why would people give a name to an animal they never saw? So it doesn't make sense. אבל בעל החי זה שקרוי תחש, הרי אינו קיים בעולם, אלא נברא במיוחד בריאה חד פעמית בשביל המשכן. אם כן, הרי לא ייתכן שיהיה לו שם אחר בארמית מאשר בלשון הקודש. ואם כן, איך יצא איפה שבתורה הוא נקרא תחש ובתרגום ססגונה? How did the תרגום make up that name? ססגונה. If that type of animal did exist in the world, so מסתמה that it has name in Aramaic. But now that we said that it was created only for the Mishkan, how in the world would it have a name in Aramaic, which is Sazgona? Therefore, Rashi is telling us, he said, no, לכן, לפיכך מתרגם Sazgona, שסס בגוונים שלו. That means Sazgona, it's not the translation. How is the Tahash called in Aramaic? No, that's not a Pirush. אלא, the Targum is describing to us what the Tahash looks like. ססגונה שסס ומתפאר בגוונים שלו. Why? Then now you see the two פירושים of Rashi, they connect beautifully with each other. How did Rashi start off? It was Haya. It was created only for the Mishkan. So if that's the case, how did the Targum make up the name ססגונה? Rashi said, no. לפיכך מתרגם ססגונה, that's not the translation of the Tahash in Aramaic. That's the Targum describing the word Tahash in Aramaic. That's what it says. That's a beautiful pirush that he tells us over here. But the question now is, Chaura, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tahash only for the Mishkan and not for us to use it? Why not? All other animals that use for the Mishkan, we could use it, the Mishkan could use it, everyone else could use it. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this Tahash, no one's allowed to use it only for the Mishkan? What's so special? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not leave that animal for us to use as well? Why not? That's question number one. Question number two, said, what's so special? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the Tahash at all? Why did he need the Tahash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the Mishkan? He created the Tahash only for the Mishkan? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted? Said, if you're going to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted natural colors for the Mishkan, the skins that he used, Yeri'ot HaMishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to use only natural colors, then I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to create the Tahash for the Mishkan, so the Mishkan should look beautiful. But since that, the Pasuk before said, Ve'orot elim me'odamim, Ve'orot tehashim, Ve'aseshtim. What does Orot elim me'odamim? Also skins of different animals. Me'odamim, what's me'odamim? Rashi said, Tzibu'ot hayu adom le'ahar abudan. Those type of skin, they were colored. They painted them, they colored them. So if that's the case, so you see that you are allowed to color the skin. That means we did not use for the Mishkan only natural colors. You could paint it also. You could make it any color you want. So if that's the case, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a Tahash at all? If because the beautiful colors that the Tahash skin has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have commanded us to make a beautiful decoration. He could bring professional people to color the regular skin with any colors that he like. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a Tahash at all? That's what we have to understand, Bezer Hashem Yitbarach, what's so special about the Tahash? Shem created it only for the Mishkan. We are not allowed to use the Tahash. We don't know where is it. It was disappeared. It was Nignaz. And it has beautiful colors. Why not? Why not for us to use it? And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create it at all if he could color them? He could color it in more professional ways also. Yeah, more people that's their profession. They could sit down and color beautiful colors. Probably it's going to be nicer than the natural color of the Tahash. Why? What's going on over here? We have Gemara, Masechet Psachim. The Gemara tells us here, Daf Nun Vav Amud Alef. It's a famous Gemara, everyone knows about it. The Gemara says here that De'amar Bishmaon Ben Lakish, Yaakov Abinu, before he passed away, he gathered all his sons, ויקרא יעקב לבניו, ויומר, יאספו ויגיד עליכם את אשר יקרא אתכם באחרית הימים. He wanted to tell them what's going to be באחרית הימים. הגמרא says, בקש יעקב לגלות לבניו קץ הימין, ונצלקם ממנו שכינה. He wanted to tell עם ישראל, when the Mashiach is going to come, when the Geulah is going to be. Rashi says, what does it mean? בקש לגלות לבניו קץ הימין. What's קץ הימין? Said because Rashi says at the time of Hurban Beit HaMikdash, Pasuk said, "Heshib Achor Yeminom Pene Oyeb." Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibyachol, he put his right hand Kibyachol behind his back. Therefore, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring an end to that right hand that he put it behind his back, Kibyachon, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring his right hand in the front to build Beit HaMikdash. That's a nice term that the Gemara used here. Ketz HaYamin. That's Ketz HaYamin, the end of the era when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put his right hand behind his back, Kibyachon. That means, in different words, Bekitzur, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mashiach, when it's going to build Beit HaMikdash. That's what Yaakov Abinu wanted to tell his kids. However, Nistalkam Minu Shekhinah. Shekhinah left him. He wanted to tell them when Mashiach is going to come. He forgot about Shekhinah left him. He forgot. So Yaakov Abinu was wondering. He said, Amar Shemei Hasb Shalom Yesh Bimittati Psul Ki Abraham Sheyatsam Minu Yishma'el O Ki Abi Yitzhak Sheyatsam Minu Isav. Could it be that one of you, my dear sons, one of you is Pasul? Therefore, Shekhinah left me? And could be probably that maybe one of you is Pasul, just like my father, Ishaq, he had son who's Pasul, Isav. Just like my grandfather, he had Ishmael, is also Pasul. Maybe, Hasb Shalom, one of you, the Shbatim, is also Pasul. Then at that moment, Patho Kulam ve'amru lo banav, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ahad. They told him, we believe in one God, all of us. All of them, they said at the same moment, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru lo, Keshem she'en belibbecha illa ehad, kach en belibbenu illa ehad. Same way you believe in one God, all of us, we also believe in one God. At that moment, Yaakov Abinu, he saw that all his kids are kesherim. How come Shekhinah left him? For different reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Am Israel to know when Mashiach is going to come. Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one of the 13 principles, that every person should wait for the Mashiach. Said a person all the time, you should believe and wait. You should always be eager to greet the Mashiach. You don't know when the Mashiach is going to come, you have to wait for him. If you wait for him. If you know Mashiach is going to come in 10 days, people are going to forget about the Mashiach now. Whenever the time is going to come, then we'll talk about him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, every day there is a chance the Mashiach could come. For different reason, not because his kids, Hasb Shalom, they are Pesulim. באותה שעה פתח יעקב אבינו ואמר, ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. He said that statement, יעקב אבינו. ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד, that he praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that all his kids are כשרים. אמרי רבנן, חכים said, what should we do now every time when the person is reading קריאת שמע? Should we say the pasuk Baruch Shem Kevod Melchuto L'Olam Va'ed? That's the statement. Should we say it? It's not a pasuk. Should we say it? Or we shouldn't say it? Ahichin Abid, what should we do? Nomruhu lo amaru Moshe Rabbeinu. If we're going to say it, you're going to tell everyone to say it. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. How could we say it? Then Farshim, they ask, so the Ben Ishhai and the Maharsha, they said, so what? Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. We say in the Tfilah only statements that Moshe Rabbeinu used. We have a lot of things in that tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say, and because what we do say it. So what the Gemara said, how could we say Baruch Shem Kevod Melchuto L'Olam Va'ed if Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it? So what if Moshe did not say it? Ela, then Farshim explained, said the Maharsha, he says that no, that we're scared that probably it's going to be hefsek. Probably the Baruch Shem Kevod Melchuto L'Olam Va'ed is going to say it between Shema Israel ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Why are you saying a pasuk that there's no room for it? Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. And now you're reading parasha from the Torah. How does the parasha in the Torah says Shema Israel Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha? There's nothing in between. Now you're adding five words Baruch Shem Kevod Melchuto L'Olam Va'ed. Six words you're adding. Why are you adding these six words? It's hefsek. That's the problem that Hakaim they said. What should we do? Should we mention it or no? So the Gemara said, if we're going to say it, lo amaru Moshe Rabbeinu, probably it's going to be hefsek. La namruhu, if we're not going to say it, are amaru Yaakov Abinu. Yaakov Abinu said it. He came before Moshe Rabbeinu and he said these six words. What should we do? Lefichach, hatkinu shiyu omrim oto b'hashai. So therefore, Hakim de Rometaken, you have to say this sentence, Baruch Sheikh Mokhtol Avna Ba'ayin, say it quietly. Don't say it out loud. Say it quietly. But when a person hears you, he hears you saying Shema Israel, right after that, Ve'ahabta. He kept silent a few seconds. Probably you were taking a deep breath. Oh, no one knows. But you're not allowed to say it out loud. That's what's brought down here in the Gemara. Now, we have Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah من פרשת ויתחנן, פרשה בית סימן למד וב, דבר אחר, שמע ישראל, השם אלוקים השם אחד, רבנן אמרין, בשעה שעלה משה למרום, שמע למלאכי שרת שהיו אומרים לקדוש ברוך הוא, ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. משה רבנו, when he went up to הר סיני, when he went up to bring the Torah, he heard the מלאכים praising הקדוש ברוך הוא with this sentence, ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. So he heard them saying it, he said, if the מלאכים, the praising הקדוש ברוך הוא with that sentence, it must have been, that has big מעלה. So, והוריד אותה לישראל. So he brought that secret, that special praise, he brought it down to עם ישראל. ולמה אין ישראל אמורים אותו בפרהסיה? So if he brought it to עם ישראל, let us say it out loud. The praising הקדוש ברוך הוא, he said, no. אמר ביעשה, למה הדבר דומה? לאחד שגנב קוזמין מתוך פלטין של מלך. את קוזמין, explain here, אתם פרשים למתנות כהונה, he said, תכשיט. Someone who stole something from the king's house, the king's palace, he said, ונתן לאשתו, and he gave it to his wife, and אמר לה, אל תקשתי בו בפרהסיה. Don't wear it when you go to a wedding, when you go outside in public, don't wear it. Why? Because people might see you in it, and they're going to know that it belongs to the king, they're going to put you in jail. אלא, you want to wear it only in inside your house, when no one's watching you. אלא בתוך ביתך. however, ביום הכיפורים, שהן נקיים כמלאכי שרת, הן אומרים אותו בפרהסיה, ברוך שיהיה כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. That's what brought down here the Midrash, that really we're not allowed to say this sentence in out loud. Why? Because since that Moshe Rabbeinu כביכול, he stole that שבח from the מלאכים, you're not allowed to say it out loud. The מלאכים, they might be jealous of you. Therefore, you say it quietly. However, on Yom Kippur, that all of us, we become just like the Malachim. We're fasting, we don't eat like the Malachim, we're standing like the Malachim, we're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu with five tefillot like the Malachim. We do many things in Yom Kippur to compare ourselves to the Malachim. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, the custom throughout all Am Israel, that's what the Torah brings down also on and Chot Yom Kippurim, Tafresh Yotet, brings an over there. Also, brother Anna Shulchan Aruch, he said, Nahagu, everyone, the custom is to read Baruch, Shein, Kivod, Melchot Olam, Ba'ed, out loud on Yom Kippur. During the week, you don't say it out loud. So also, Shulchan Aruch, he tells us, in Siman Samech Aleph, he said, tell us over there, Shulchan Aruch, that this Pasuk, Baruch, Shein, Kivod, Melchot Olam, Ba'ed, throughout the year, you have to say it quietly. On Yom Kippur, you have permission to say it out. Why? That's what the Midrash Rabbah tells us over here. And the Farshim speak also over there, and then Tefresh Yotet, as I said, Nilchot Yom Kippur, Nilchot Kirat Shema Samech Aleph, also they speak about it, how come Yom Kippur you could say it, but we just read from the Midrash. On Yom Kippur, since that we are compared to the Malachim, therefore we have permission to say it out loud. Throughout the year, say it quietly. All right? Now, I saw the Ben Ish Chai, he brings down here in Ben Yehoyada, he says, ולומר דפליג המדרש על הגמרא הוא דוחק. It says, from the Gemara it sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu, it has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara מסכת פסחים, we just read, how do you know that you have to say ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד? From יעקב אבינו. Because he wanted to give them, to tell them when Mashiach is going to come, and Shekhinah left him. He said שמע ישראל, they said שמע ישראל, and he said ברוך שם. Therefore, we say it quietly. That's what the Gemara said over there in Masechet Pesachim. However, in the Midrash, we said that Moshe Rabbeinu already, he heard it from the Malachim. So you see, different reason. So what's going on? Is it the Gemara is going against the Midrash? He said that's too hard to say that the Gemara is holik on the Midrash. If you have different answer, you better go for the other answer. He says it ben Ish Chai, ben Yehoyada, ben Radi b'si'atat shmiyah litaretz, דלעולם משה רבנו עליו שלום תקן לאומרו בכל רם בתוך המשכן ובתוך המקדש ששם השראת שכינה ואין פחד מקטרוג המלאכים. said משה רבנו, he's the one that he's מתקן to say that sentence ברוך שם, you have to say it out loud inside בית המקדש. From the Gemara פסחים sounds like חכמים דבר מתקן, אמרו רבנן איך נעביד, what should we do? If we're going to say it, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. So what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu did say it. Yes, he was metakin to say it. So it's the Gemara Holek on the Midrash. And how come that halakha was depending on the Chachmei Israel? It was up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin. He heard it from the Melachim. He passed it on to Am Yisrael. So it sounds like it was all Takana from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Gemara is saying in Pesachet Psachim, that Hachamim, they had the dilemma. Should we say it? We shouldn't say it. Of course you should say it. Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought it down. Ella, he explained it like this. He said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was metakin to say that sentence inside Beit HaMikdash. And say it out loud. Ubaze yabu al nachon ha-mashal shenatnu le'eshto. So that fits exactly the mashal that Hamidrash tells us. That that person, he told his wife, you shouldn't wear that jewelry only inside your house. ושם תקן לאומרו בכל רם כן פחד אבל חוץ למשכן או חוץ למקדש לא תקן לאומרו כלל אפילו בחשאי. Said what Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that special shebach that the Malachim used to say and he passed it on to Am Israel. He passed it on to Am Israel to say it only inside Beit HaMikdash and he could say it בכל רם. You don't have to be worried about jealousy from the Malachim since that inside Beit HaMikdash, that inside the house, no problem. But outside Beit HaMikdash, you don't have permission to say it, even quietly. ואתו רבנן אחר כך, ותקנו לאמרו חוץ למקדש גם כן, however, בחשאי. הועיל ולא אמרו משה רבנו בתורה, אבל ביום הכיפורים אפילו משה רבנו תקן שאמרו אותו בכל מקום, בכל רם, פני שאותו היום ישראל דומין למלאכי שרת. That's what he says here, the Ben Ishchai. But we could explain a little bit differently. We have here the Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni tells us at the end of Sefer Tehillim, Remez Tef Tef Petet, says here that Amru al David HaMelech Shebesha'a Shesiyem Sefer Tehillim Zaha Da'ato Alav. David HaMelech, after he finished writing the whole Sefer Tehillim, he had kibyachol Elbet Ga'ava, according to his level. Why had Gava? Amar lefanav ribono shel olam. Klum yesh davar ba'olam she'amar shirak imuti. Is there anything on earth, anyone on earth who praises the Kadosh Baruch Hu just like me? I wrote 150 chapters on Tehillim. All of them praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is anyone on earth praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu more than me? Therefore, he felt of himself that his kibyachol hasv shalom is like, a little bit gava according to his level. So the midrash says here, the kutshim oni, באותה שעה נזדמנה לו צפרדיע אחת. קדוש ברוך הוא, he sent him a frog, אמרה לו, אל תזוח דעתך עליך. Said, don't feel you are a big shot that you said 150 chapters, you praise the קדוש ברוך הוא that much. He said, you're nothing. Why? שאני אומרת שירה יותר ממך. I praise הקדוש ברוך הוא way more than you. ועל כל שירה ושירה שאני אומרת, אני ממשלת עליה 3,000 משל. שנאמר, ודבר 3,000 משל, והיא שירו 5,000. He said, I praise הקדוש ברוך הוא much more than you, and every praise that I praise הקדוש ברוך הוא, I bring 3,000 משלים on it. So what do you think? Who you think you are, you David HaMelech? You praising Kadosh Baruch Hu? You're way far from me. I praise Kadosh Baruch Hu much more than you. So don't think of yourself that you praise Kadosh Baruch Hu a lot. That's what the burden in your kuchimoni. The obvious question is, Chaura, what the frog wants from David HaMelech? If the frog, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the frog in that nature to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's her nature. But human being, you see anyone else, really, any human on earth, praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu more than David HaMelech? The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin tells us that what his name? Nebuchadnezzar, when he saw Hanina, Mishael, Azariah inside, when they threw them inside the Kibshan HaEsh, he saw them still alive, he started to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, Atohi kimar rebin, v'tmoi kimat hakivin. He praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu a lot. And the Gemara says over there, one of the Hakaim said, Yutzak zahab roteach al piv shel oto rasha'. Said, you have to reward Nebuchadnezzar rasha', you have to reward him. How should he reward? You have to give him a lot of gold, but the gold, you have to boil it and throw it inside his throat. That means you have to get rid of him. With gold. Give him gold. Yeah, no problem. Give him gold, but kill him with the gold. Why? The Gemara says over there, you know why? Because she'il male ba malach ustaro al piv. If the malach did not come to Nebuchadnezzar to shut him up, he wanted to say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than David HaMelech, and his praises going to put Sefer Tehillim all the way down. People are going to look forward to the praises that Nebuchadnezzar gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Malach came and shut him up, so he kept quiet. Therefore, now we're left with the praises, with the Shirot of David HaMelech. That's what they want to tell us about them, Masech Sanhedrin. All the Mfarshim, they ask, I don't understand. A person on earth, he wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why you shut him up? He wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have problem that with his praise is going to be much bigger than David's Shirot v'Tshbachot, the question is on David HaMelech. How come you, David HaMelech, did not say Shirot v'Tshbachot like Nebuchadnezzar? You're shutting up Nebuchadnezzar for what? You have to come with the ta'ana to David HaMelech. Elam Farshim said, no. What are you comparing the Shbachim that Nebuchadnezzar is saying and the Shbachim that David HaMelech is saying? Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted to say the Shbachim when he saw in his eyes a miracle. They threw Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah and set the fire, and he saw four people over there, and he saw angel. He said the fourth one, it says in Sefer Daniel, he looks like a malach. He looks like an angel. So he sees miracles in his eyes. Every person, when he sees miracles in his eyes, automatically he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not gedula. You tzak zahab roteach al piv. So that's not a big, that's not a gedula. David HaMelech, when did he say Shirot v'Tshbachot David HaMelech? Mizmor le David beborcho penei Abshalom beno. His son Abshalom running after him to kill him. And he's saying Mizmor. This is the time to say Mizmor. You have to cry. You have to sit down to run away from your son. Your son wants to kill him. And he's, nevertheless, he's saying Shirot v'Tshbachot. He said, thank you, Rabbanu Shel Olam. Whatever you're giving me, thank you. I accept everything. He was saying Mizmor. Mizmor le David. So we want to see Nebuchadnezzar. We want to see him. When he gets sarot, when he gets pain, we want to see him. Is he going to say Shirot v'Tshbachot l'Kadosh Baruch Hu? Therefore, the Malach came and he shut him up. Sataro al piv. After he woke up, he said, who just hit me? Now, after that, he forgot about all Shirot v'Tshbachot. He said, hey. Now that the Malach came, the Malach didn't come to shut up the Nebuchadnezzar. No, the Malach, he wants to prove to people that the Shirot of David HaMelech, they are much higher level than the Shirot of Nebuchadnezzar. Because Nebuchadnezzar said his Shirot when he saw miracles in his eyes. That's not a gedula. We want to see, is Nebuchadnezzar going to say Shirot v'Tshbachot after he's going to get Tzar? Let's shut him up. Let's give him slap on his face. We want to see after that, is he going to say Shirot v'Tshbachot? He forgot about the old Shirot v'Tshbachot. Now we see that David HaMelech, he's the one who praises Kadosh Baruch Hu more than anyone on earth. So if that's the case, Chaura, what's the Yalkut Shimonis telling us over here? The frog told David HaMelech, don't think of yourself that you are a big shot. I say much more Shvachim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are you comparing? So you are Tzfardaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu created you in that nature. David HaMelech was created like any other human being. Could you find me any other human being who prays the Kadosh Baruch Hu more than David HaMelech? No, there's no one. If that's the case, he has David HaMelech al malit gaot. He has what to praise himself for. Why? Because he's the only one who prays. At the mashal lema davar dome, a guy, he made all kind of techniques that now he could fly like a bird. Just example. He made techniques that he could fly. What are you going to tell that person? You're going to tell him, regular, teeny bird, he could fly much faster than you. Could you say such a thing? So, no, the guy, he did such a big invention that a human could fly. He did something good. So what are you can't tell him anything. So what's Sfardia wants from David HaMelech? What's Sfardia telling David HaMelech? You're nothing. I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than you. Because you are created like Sfardia. I want to see you to be created like human, and then I want to see you praising Kadosh Baruch Hu more than me. Chaura, what's going on over here? So we told you once, the Pasuk says in the beginning of creation, the Pasuk said, Na'aseh Adam b'tzalmenu k'dmutenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wanted to create human on earth, said, Na'aseh Adam, in plural language. Na'aseh Adam. He didn't say, E'aseh Adam. Na'aseh Adam. Let us make human on earth. Who's us? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. He created everyone. He created everything on earth. So what does it mean, let us create human? Who's us? צורה שיטה זאת סבתר, הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול יתוק אדווייס פרום דה מלאכים, he told them, should we create human, we shouldn't create human, there's a lot of pirushim to it. But we told you once that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us here in Parashat Pinchas, the fresh lamed het amud bet, in Raya Mehemna, he says here, ויאמר אלוהים נעשה אדם, בתר דאשלימו לעבדתיהו, כל אומן ואומן, אמר לון קודשה בריחו, אומנותה חדה אית לי למעבד, דהיה שותפה דכולנה. התחברו כולכו כחדה, למעבד בי, כל אחד ואחד מחולקה דילה. ואני אשתתף המכון, למהבלי מחולקה דילי. והיינו נעשה אדם מסלמן קדמותינו. says here Zohar, says after a human was created all the way, sixth day, all the way at the end. After all the behemoth, all the hayot, all the birds, everything was created, all the way at the end, human was created. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gathered all the creation, all the animals, all the behemoth, all the afot, all the birds, everything. And he told them, let us, all of us, now I want to create one creation on earth that is, I want it to be part of all of us together. What does it mean, part of all of us together? That means every behemoth has to give something toward creating human. Every behemoth, every animal. Everyone's going to give his share, and I'm going to give my share, I'm going to give the neshama. But every animal, every human, everything on earth, they have to give something, they have to donate something to human to create human. If that's the case, and Farshim will say, so yeah, now the Sfardaya, when the Sfardaya told David the Melech, what she tell him? He said, hey, how much you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than you. What this means? Said, since that the Tzfardaya, she donated towards creation of human being, what did she donate? She donated the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means, you, David HaMelech, that you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it didn't come from you, it came from me. I'm the one who donated that ma'ala in the human to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did it come from? It came from me. So what are you coming, what are you thinking of yourself like a big shot? Therefore, that's what I, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, that's how I explain it. Also, in the morning, every morning, I said, Heve'az ken namer, Yehuda min tema omer, Heve'az ken namer, v'kal ken nesher, v'raz ken sabi, v'gibur ka'ari, la'asot rasul anabicha shebashamayim. How could you ask the person, Heve'az ken namer? You have to be like an eagle, you have to be like this, you have to be like that. I'm not like that, I'm not created like that. How are you asking? Gbur Ka'ari. I'm not a lion. I don't have the Gbura like the Ari. What do you want from me? I said, no. The Ari, he donated the Gbura to you. The Tzvi, he donated the Kalut to you. Each animal created its nature, donated something for you. If that's the case, you could do it. When the Mishnah said, if you ask a Namir, we call a Nesha, we ask a Sabi, we Gbur Ka'ari, it means those animals, those behemoth, those Hayot, they donated that Middah to you. So you could do it. Let's see what the Sephardiah told David HaMelech. You're thinking that you praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu more than anyone else on earth? He said, no, that Shebach came only from me. I donated that thing to you. With this, now we could understand Be'ezer Hashem Itbarach, who said that the Am Yisrael, when we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Shebach, it's very hashub, it's very important. It's a very powerful prayer that we stand telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in one God, unlike Umot HaOlam. Everyone has a different God, they have Shutafim, they have everything else. But us, Am Israel, we believe only in one God. We believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a big shebah for Am Israel. That also when we say Shema Israel, that's the person is mekabel ol mechut shamayim. He accepts mechut shamayim upon himself while he's saying Shema Israel. And he has to be Moser Nefesh, Akdush Hashem. That's to learn it also from Shema Israel. That's to learn Kadush Hashem. That's also that's to be done. Shema Israel, you believe in a Kadush Baruch Hu all the way. You have to be Moser Nefesh for a Kadush Baruch Hu. So the Shebach of Shema Israel, it's a big Shebach for Am Israel. So we're scared, Hachaim said, we're scared maybe Am Israel, if they're going to say only Shema Israel, Hashem, and Akinu Hashem Echad, and they have to say it twice every day, Pa'amayim Be'ahaba, in the morning and at night. You have to say, Shema Israel, it's a great Shebach that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Shema Israel, and every day you have to say it twice. And the Ben Shai said it has to be said every day four times. You have also in the Kurbanot in the morning, the Kirat Shema al Mita also. That's what we said four times. So that's a big Shebah to the praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the person might come to Ga'ava and he said, listen, I'm also praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Israel, is anyone on earth praises a Kadosh Baruch Hu like us, like me? I say every day, four times I say, Shema Israel, I believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The person might get some Ga'ava by saying Shema Israel by that big Shebah that is giving to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, right after that, Hakim said, you have to say Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam V'Ayin. What's special about this? Then you open up Perek Shira. You open up Perek Shira over there. Every animal, every behema, it says, praises something to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What the praise that the Sefardaya gives to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Sefardaya Omeret, Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam V'Ayin. So that's, after you sing Shema Israel, Shema Kinnah, Shema Echad, we don't want you to have some Ga'ava that you praise your Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, no, it didn't come from you. It came from the Sfaradiyah right away. Right away, say, Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam V'Ayin. That's what Hakim the Metakim for us, to say that Baruch Shem. Why? To tell us that special praise that we give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it did not come from us. It came the source of it. The Sfaradiyah donated that midah for Am Israel to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, all of this is true for us, human being. However, the Malachim, they also, we read in the Midrash, in Parashat Vayetchanan, they also praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying, Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam V'Ayin. Now, where did the Malachim get that praise from? Did the Malachim get it from the Sfardaya? No, they did not get it from the Sfardaya. Why? Because the Malachim, they were created before the Sfardayim. How do I know this? Rashi, Parashat Bereshit, Rashi told us, Ve'yi'ere ve'yi boker yom echad. Rashi said, Lefi dekduk al-lashon, the Pasuk was supposed to say, Ve'yi'ere ve'yi boker yom rishon. Like I say, yom rishon, yom sheni, yom shlishi. What's yom echad? Rashi said, yom echad, the first day, that there was only echad ba'olam, there was only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because even the Malachim, they were not created until the second day. The Malachim, they were created the second day. And the Sfarda'im, with all the remes, was created after. So the Malachim, when they saying Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam V'Ayin, did they get it from the Sfarda'im? They did not get it from the Sfarda'im. That's their own praise. Therefore, the Malachim, they could say it out loud. And us in Yom Kippur, you could also say it out loud. Why? Because in Yom Kippur, we're just like the Malachim. If we are compared to Malachim, then we could tell the Sfarda'im, no, We did not get that Shebah from you. We didn't get it from you. Why? Because now we are compared to Malachim. The Malachim were created before the Sfardaim they were created. Therefore, in Yom Kippur, we have permission to say it out loud. But during the year, you don't have permission to say it out loud. But Hakim said, not to say it at all, it's also no good. Why? Because a person might get some Ga'ava because he said such a Hashub, praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu Shema Israel. Therefore, right after that, say Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam quietly. So you should tell yourself that all this special praise that you give to Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't come from you. It came from the Sfardaya who said Baruch Shein Kivod Mechuto L'Olam V'Ayin. That's how Hakim they explain it. Now, according to this, we said that every animal donated something toward the creation of human on earth. We said the Kalut, we learned from the Tzbi, the Gbura, we learned from the Ari, and so on and so forth. Now, where did Am Israel get the middah of the person who should have Ga'ava? Where do you get the Ga'ava from? Which animal did we learn to have Ga'ava from? Said it must have been that Am Israel, we got the Ga'ava from whom? We got the Ga'ava from the Tahash. Why? Because the Tahash, we said, never exists. Only for the Mishkan. And the Rashi tells us, Harbeg Vanim Ayula. It has such a beautiful skin on its own, on its natural. Natural skin has beautiful colors. לכך מתרגם ססגונה שסס ומתפאר בגוונים שלו. That means the תחש, כביכול, is showing off, it's me, take a look how nice I look. The תחש, it means every person when he has the גאווה, the תחש, it came from the תחש. Any person who has some גאווה, his גאווה, who donated the גאווה to human on earth, it came from the תחש. Why? Because you see the תחש, סס ומתפאר בגוונים שלו. Is praising himself. So, mitba'er, take a look how nice is my skin. So, the middah of Ga'avat came from the Tahash. If that's the case, Hakim said, no, התחש, הקדוש ברוך הוא did not want to create the תחש for us to use it. Why? Because everyone knows the מדף גאווה, it's very bad מדף. The Gemara said, מסכת סוטה דפי, the Gemara said, any person who has גאווה, כל מי שיש בו גסות הרוח, said this person as if is עובד עבודה זרה. גאווה, it's the worst thing the person could do. Why? Because הקדוש ברוך הוא, he's the only one. אדוני מלאך יאות לבש. גאווה belongs only to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Up to a point, Hakim tell us that any person who has gava, then as if he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get off from Kisei Kabod, let me sit over there. Why? Because Adonai Malach Yehut Labesh. Gava belongs only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You also want to be gava? You want to have gava also? It means you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me take your spot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no tolerance by gava. Any person who has gava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs away from there. Any person who has ענווה, וישכון את דקה ושפל רוח. קדוש ברוך הוא, any person who has ענווה, קדוש ברוך הוא is with him. But גאווה, you have to run away, הרחקם תחווי קשת. You have to run away from גאווה. Therefore, קדוש ברוך הוא said, since that the תחש, he donated the מדע of גאווה to human on earth, therefore, no one has permission to use the תחש on earth. Why? Because that מדע of תחש גאווה, you're not allowed to use it on earth. But only for one reason. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that the person he could have gava and he should have gava. That's by fulfilling the mitzvot of Kadosh Baruch Hu, by learning the Torah. The pasuk said, "Ve'igbah lebo bedarkei Hashem." When a person keeping the mitzvot, you have to be proud of yourself that you're keeping the mitzvot. You have to be happy that you're keeping the mitzvot. That's the only time that a person could have gava. Why? Because he's keeping the mitzvot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now you have to be happy. You're not keeping the mitzvot. Because you're embarrassed from people. No, Adrabah. So the first halakha in the Shulchan Aruch Harama brings to us, it tells us that the person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any embarrassment. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be embarrassed of keeping that mitzvah. Oh, what people are going to say about me? Oh, this mitzvah looks funny. If I'm going to do it, people are going to laugh at me. So don't care about people. Now, keeping the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do it, don't ask about anyone. Why? You have to be proud that that Baruch Hashem, you're zoche, keeping mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're zoche to do this mitzvah and that mitzvah. Why? Because any mitzvah that the person does, Osei nachat ruach leyotro. You're learning Torah, Osei nachat ruach leyotro. What people are going to say about me? What are you doing? You're batlan, you're not doing anything. I said, no, Adrabah, you have to be mitgaeh. I'm doing a job. I'm Osei nachat ruach leKadosh Baruch Hu. So that person, that's the only time a person could have gava. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Tahash, only was created for the Mishkan. For Mishkan purposes, for serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could have the Tahash, who's sas umutpa'er begvanim shelo. He could have gava by serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But anywhere else, there's no Tahash, was the Gnaz. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he hid the Tahash, no one has permission. To use the Middah of the Tahash, Middah of Gava, you don't have permission to use the Gava only by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Be'igbah Lebo V'Darkei Hashem. That's the lesson that we have from here, from the Tahash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. It was Behema Tehora, and therefore Hakim tell us, said Tahash, so if you do the Gematria of Tahash, it adds up, how much? Taf is 400, Shin is 300, that has 700, 708. Tahash is Gematria 708. If you do the Gematria of Lishmur Hokecha, so Sefer Tehidin Kuf Yotet said, Ahalai Konu Dirachai Lishmur Hokecha. You do Gematria Lishmur Hokecha, Gematria, same exact Gematria of Tahash. To teach us that the Middah of Tahash, which is the Gava, you could have it only Lishmur Hokecha. Anything else? Tahash Nignaz. Don't use it. No one has permission to use it. Kadosh Baruch Hu created it for such a beautiful skin only to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to be mitgaeh only to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, by Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should know when to use the medat gaava, when not to use the medat gaava. Same thing by all the other medot. There are times a person should use the medat of atzlut, times a person should use the medat of zrizut. Each medat had its own time when to use it. Just we have to know when to use it, when not to use it. If it was lechvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something to bring you closer to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should go for it. Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way possible. Be'ezras Hashem, and skin that we should see b'nyan b'et HaMikdash, b'ra b'yameinu, amen v'amen. רבי חננה מנחשו אומר, עשה כשבו לאחוז הכל ישראל, לפיכך, רבי לא ניתן למזבות שני.